from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm your host, co-host Lance Allen. Wayne Larrabee has the week off. I'm joined by the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Give him a nice warm round of applause. Mike, I guess there's no way to get around it. How do you digest a 14-12 loss that could have gone either way? And then you obviously got back late, watched the film, and what reaction can you share with us?
Well, the digestion part, you just have to drink a lot of liquids.
Got a good sense of humor. I like that after this.
It's not going down, that's for sure. it's a challenge. It's a different challenge that you deal with as a football team. But really, the focus needs to move on to New Orleans. I mean, Tuesday is traditionally the game plan day for the coaches, and we'll get together with the players tomorrow. And, we'll address Monday night and the things that have happened between our time in the locker room Monday night and our time tomorrow. And it'll be very important for us to channel all of our energy and our emotion to our home game against New Orleans.
You never comment on refs and the job that they do, but as far as what explanation you were given last night, what was said to you about the final play?
If you were at the game, it was total pandemonium on the field. After the play was over, just so many people running on the field, and everything was obviously on their sideline down in the corner. So I didn't have a clear view of catch or interception, and just the handling of it. There really was no explanation. Traditionally the side judges and would conduct some type of order, and players were on the field. We were trying to get our players back off the field because we knew there would be a review and so forth. And it, frankly, I did not talk to the head referee until he came into the locker room.
Hmm. And that was a tough situation for you as well, the extra point. Obviously, you had to instruct your guys to come back out onto the field.
Well, frankly, bringing 11 players back on the field was the right thing to do. Hmm. That's the rules. And just staying tuned with the moral, the moral principles of how we conduct our business, being professional in any type of situation, that was the right thing to do. But once again, we went off the field as a football team because, like I said, it was total chaos.
Kind of showed the character that you instill in these guys and the classiness, I thought, to come back out on the field, by the way.
Well, I think it really shows the character of our players. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one was obviously in a positive mindset at that particular time, and we had 11 guys jump up, grab their helmets, and head back out on the field.
You got a hungry New Orleans Saints team coming in here at 0-3. How do you not let this fester and not have guys looking in the rearview mirror and say, we got to focus on the task at hand?
Well, Lance, it's always going to be there. And I think it, I'm not going to sit here and just try to say the right words about move forward and act like it's not evident what mm-hmm. happened Monday night. I mean, I think that will be a play that we'll always see during our lifetime. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, the great Steve Sable created, NFL films, and I'm sure that play will roll continuous as long as I'm on this earth. So that part will be there, but it's really what we do from here on, I think, is a great opportunity for us as a football team, and I'm excited about it.
The first half, Seahawks really brought it, sacked Aaron Rodgers 8 times. I imagine as a head coach, your heart goes in your throat.
You don't want 8 sacks in 5 games. When things like that happen, I always look at myself, particularly as a play caller. The approach probably wasn't the right approach starting the game. They dared us to throw the football. They did a very good job getting on our edges. And, we did something technically that we didn't do very well in the first half, but obviously we were able to, our players did a good job adjusting and corrected in the second half. Really the only negative thing I could say about our football team in the second half is we just didn't put the ball in the end zone. But other than that, I was very impressed with the way our team responded at halftime and competed and really took control of the football game.
You kind of addressed it. I think the time of possession was nearly 34-26, so you dominated that second half. But how do you address that with the team this week of, hey, when we have the ball, we got to punch it in the end zone?
Well, I mean, red zone offense is something we've done, very well in our time here. They didn't do, anything really differently. Going into their end zones is a challenge, so it's like anything. We'll correct the film, We'll stay true to the specifics. The game always comes down to fundamentals. We'll focus on what we're doing, what we've done in the past, what we're going to do this week, particularly against New Orleans, and make sure we're giving our players the best chance to be successful.
It's early in the week, but obviously 1-2 against the NFC. State of the team, and just do they have that chip on the shoulder mentality, do you feel, from what's happened so far this year?
I really felt from week one to week two, particularly in a four-day period, leading up to Chicago, that that our team was definitely in the right mindset. I thought the Chicago game was a dominant performance in most 2 to 3 areas of our football team. I felt very similar in Seattle too. So we're doing a lot of good things. The negatives put us in a position that we were in at the end of the game. So one of my 5 talking points that I talked about the day of the game in Seattle was the state of the officiating and how we were gonna handle it and how we're gonna deal with it. And I was fully confident that we'd make enough plays to overcome anything that we had to deal with Monday night, whether it was noise or any other element. So we'll stay true to that mindset, and we're looking forward to playing New Orleans.
All right, Mike and I will be joined by our special guest this week, right tackle Brian Bulaga. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show. And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. We are joined by our special guest this week. He is right tackle Brian Bulaga. Give him a nice warm round of applause. So Brian, we got to start off with that loss to Seattle. How do you digest that one? How do you move on from that?
I think we pretty much have to move on. There's nothing we can do about it now. What happened, and we just have to get ready for New Orleans. There's no other thoughts we can have about it. We can watch the tape, correct it, and move on and get ready to, for Sunday. That's the bottom line.
Some of your offensive line mates were obviously vocal about it. You're probably more of an internal guy. Do you just kind of just say, hey, bow your neck, do your work, move on from this, or how do you react?
Everyone's different. Each guy's going to do what he needs to do to get past the loss or vent. That's what it is. I'm kind of just going to move on from it and get ready for this next game. Everyone's going to do that. Mm-hmm. But it was just obviously after that loss, people were a little bit upset. But we're going to get to work tomorrow, and what happened on Monday is going to be in the past, and we're going to be all about Sunday.
Let's start with the first half. You guys got off to a slow start, didn't score in that first half, and I think the first quarter has been a little bit troublesome for you guys, at least getting going. Is that just something that you guys are going to work on this week?
Yeah, we just haven't been able to get drives going. We've been able to get drives going, but we just haven't been able to finish drives, and that's something that needs to be corrected. I think as an offensive line, I can't speak for any other position, but we just didn't do our job good enough in the first half. Plain and simple. So as a group, we need to get better so that we can, help the offensive unit get the job done in the first half and continuing those drives.
Mike, obviously, if you had a magic wand, you just wave it and say, okay, we're going to go off to a fast start and score a touchdown on our first drive. But when you've had teams like that, what is that special it, or how do you get off to a quote-unquote fast start?
Well, it's all part of your preparation. Seattle did a very good job against us in the first half. They played us how that they showed on film. They basically dared us to pass the ball, and we just didn't quite get into a rhythm. We had some screens and some things, and had some long yardage situations created by a penalty or a sack. So you don't get into that rhythm and do the things that you really plan on doing in normal down at distance. But I thought our players did a great job responding, coming out in the second half, and we just got down and dirty, got ugly, and controlled the whole second half, and we were in position to win the football game.
4 of 5 games on the road, Brian. You guys practice with noise even in training camp, OTAs, you name it. You guys are very good about practicing in the Hudson Center and getting used to that. But how loud was that, and how much of a factor is that in getting ready for more games on the road, obviously, after the Saints game?
Well, it was a loud environment. Probably one of the more noisy places I've been, even through college. But we're going to have other road games that are going to be just as loud. So we just... that's a good preparation for the next road game.
Mike kind of mentioned a tale of two halves. Second half, you guys scored 12 points and seemed to control the ball in the line of scrimmage better. What adjustments were made? What did you guys do differently?
Well, I think when we had the opportunity to run the football, we made the most out of it. And we were able to put ourselves in favorable down and distances after you know, first down, we'd be in second and six, or, you know, whatever it was, we gave ourselves a good chance for run pass, and you know, we were able to execute. And but still, even in the second half, there were times where we were in the red zone, we just didn't convert. You know, our defense played a heck of a game, and we just can't continue to just not put up touchdowns and just keep kicking field goals.
Mike, if you can take us inside that half, the locker room at halftime, what type of adjustments do you make? Do you kind of feel out, obviously, what happened in the first half and then kind of move on and make the proper adjustments for the second half like what you guys did?
And really, the most important statistic at halftime was, you know, the score. And we stayed focused on that. We had a number of negative things happen to, you know, offensively. We changed course, did an excellent job, and our defense, as we've already stated, played outstanding throughout the whole game, and special teams did a good job also.
All right, I believe we have some audience questions in the back. First up, get ready to fire away your question.
Hi, Brian. Who was one of your mentors growing up? Who did you look up to as a young football player?
I'd say my dad. You know, he was the guy that was always on me, no matter what the situation was. And I'll call him tonight, and I'll still get it for what happened the other night. So, I mean, that hasn't changed, but it's definitely my dad. I mean, he was the one that's always there pushing me and helped me become the guy I am today.
Do you ever tell him, those guys are big and fast, Dad, I can't block them all? Or does he accept that?
No. Nobody accepts that. Nobody accepts that.
All right, next question in the back.
How hard is it to get the focus back when you lose a game, not to the other team, to bring it back to your players, to just forget about it?
Well, it's your challenge anytime you don't win a football game. That's the case in our league. There's so much that's poured into the preparation of a game. You're given 16 opportunities, obviously, to establish your place in the playoffs. So this will be a big challenge for us, but I'm confident in our football team. There's a lot of emotion, a lot of energy out there right now. And we'll channel it towards New Orleans starting tomorrow morning.
All right, final question.
Brian, who's the guy in the locker room, the go-to guy, to keep the team moving forward, keep the spirits light, and continue to play on?
Well, I mean, I think it starts from, you know, Coach McCarthy and goes down to the leaders in the locker room. I think the mentality of, you know, having that short-term memory and being able to move on. I mean, I think guys in the locker room, guys like Aaron Rodgers, Charles Woodson, you know, those type of leaders, they know they're professionals. They know, yeah, we didn't win, but, you know, we have a game on Sunday. It's not like we can just sit here and sulk about this game for 2 weeks. I mean, we got to get ready to go on Sunday. So, I mean, there's no matter what, we just need to be able to move on and get ready to go.
All right, thanks, guys, for those great questions. Next up, Brian Bulaga on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Rodgers ducks in under center, second and four, Green Bay 26. And off Benson again, cuts it back right, break free, across the 30, running right at the secondary, and he's collared down across the 30, near the 33-yard line.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We are going on the Telestrator with right tackle Brian Bulaga. And Brian, this is second and four, second play of the third quarter. You guys are trying to establish the run. What are you trying to do here?
Well, this is just a basic inside zone play here, and what the concept is, JerMichael and DJ here are working up to these two guys. Josh and I are working here to this linebacker. Jeff and TJ are working here to here. Marshall's obviously base on the end, and John Kuhn is leading up here on the safety. And what we're trying to do is, I mean, Cedric does a great job of being able to read cutback lanes and kind of get a feel for how the defense has flown, and it just so happens that it worked out where, you know, JerMichael and DJ did a good job on the backside cutting this off, and Josh and I were able to kind of just wash everything down, and Cedric was able to get a nice cutback and get north and south and get a first down.
All right, let's clear that play, and let's kind of take a look at it as everybody kind of goes left,
yep.
And like you said, Cedric does a nice job of going
absolutely
right following,
yep,
his blocks.
Yep.
Nice job. Kind of makes that one cut.
Yeah, makes a cut, puts his foot in the ground, and gets the first down. I mean, he does a great job of knowing where the sticks are and knowing, you know, to get north and south and get that first down.
Now, is there any confusion on the defense's part, meaning, Brian, that as an offensive lineman, you try to show them one thing and then you go the other direction, or how does that work?
Well, I mean, I think that's just all part of the zone scheme. I mean, it could be, you know, flow front side, and then Cedric, if Cedric sees something in the backside, he could just pop it out backside and get yards. I mean, obviously the play is all designed to go front side. I mean, we're all moving left, but when you have an experienced guy like Cedric who knows the flow of the defense and can just cut back and read it, I mean, those are the type of plays you can get, and defenses have to start respecting that. And you know, I thought Cedric did a great job of doing that stuff yesterday.
One last thing is, as an offensive lineman, you guys don't get a lot of love, but I noticed right here, you got the guys back to the play, and you're pushing them about 5 yards. Do you get kudos for that? Is that what you want to do?
Well, that's just my job. I mean, that's just basically what it is. I mean, that's what I'm supposed to do, and I mean, that's pretty much as far as that goes. I mean, that's just what I'm supposed to do. So.
All right. Well, job well done by right tackle Brian Belaga. Next up, shout-outs right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We now have our ever-popular shout-out segment. Mike's going to help give a few shout-outs to some of his guys. And the offensive one this week goes to James Jones. Made a couple of very nice third-down conversion catches. 5 catches, 55 yards.
Yes, JJ's off to a good start. You know, and definitely the third-down clutch catches, tight coverage. You know, definitely was the ability to keep those three long drives going in the second half.
Defensive shout-out of the week goes to Sam Shields. He came down the line, had a very nice tackle. Believe he had 2 tackles total, and then officially only 1 pass defense, but was really active.
I'll tell you what, Sam's off to a good start. And you could really see the improvement he's made from last year. I really like his temperament. I like his aggressiveness. He's playing with a lot more confidence this year.
He seems like a different player this year, Mike. Is it partially competition and partially just him becoming a better player, or what is it?
Well, I think it's a combination of everything. I mean, Joe Witt does an excellent job with our corners, and you know, Sam is in year 3 now, so he has a clear understanding of what's expected from him. The competition is very healthy in training camp, and he stepped up.
I don't think there's anybody more fitting for unsung hero than Ryan Pickett, one of those guys in the trenches that doesn't get a lot of love, but he had 9 total tackles against Seattle.
I mean, Ryan Pickett, I think people sometimes, you know, forget about him in our defense. I mean, you talk about a big man with unbelievable balance and feet. I mean, just some of the things he does on a football field, but even in the drill work, you're reminded almost daily. I mean, he's an instinctive, tough player. He's been a good player in the league for a long time. So, great job, Ryan.
And speaking of which, Mike, he's one of those guys maybe, yeah, certain people take for granted, but he can take on a single blocker, take on 2 blockers, and he hardly moves.
Well, I mean, Ryan could be a traditional nose guard in the 3-4, but also has played in a 4-3 scheme where he's played a 1 technique and a 3 technique. So he's, you know, he's very diverse inside.
Fans' choice, you can hit us up on Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show. And this week, it is a player, not a play, and it's Cedric Benson. 17 rushes, 45 yards, also 4 catches for 19 yards. And Mike, maybe you look at the numbers and they aren't spectacular, but he had a very nice second half, really moved the chains.
Definitely. We were really a tale 2 halves offensively, just, you know, 8 from our approach. And I thought, you know, Cedric did a very good job carrying the load up there in Seattle.
And one thing that we haven't talked about is sometimes people say, well, you know, he's not really a great pass receiver. He's caught like 3 or 4 passes in most of his games so far this year.
Well, he's caught passes, but also he's playing with a new quarterback. There's a new line. There's a new field. He's at, you know, everything's a little different, and you see him getting better each week. That's exciting.
All right. Mike and I will break down the Saints game. You're coming up on the Mike McCarthy Show. Welcome back to the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, we already talked about it, but I think it bears repeating. The New Orleans Saints, man, they are a quality team coming in here at 0-3, so a very dangerous game.
Well, definitely. I mean, when you talk about New Orleans, you know, you start with Drew Brees. It's an electric offense. It'll be a big challenge for our defense. So we need you big time. Sunday, I'm talking to our fans, so it'll be a great game. It's always a competitive event when these two teams get together, and I'm sure it won't disappoint Sunday.
Both teams, I don't know if desperate is the right word, maybe a little more so for them, but both teams hungry for victories over what's happened.
Definitely. I mean, you know, both of us have gone through a little rough patch here the first couple of weeks. The way we break down our season, this will be the end of the first quarter, and it's important for us to be 2-2.
Mike, thank you for the time, and good luck against New Orleans this week.
Thank you, Lance.
All right, Mike McCarthy joining us right here. Don't forget about the food drive this week's game. You can donate canned goods or money at all of the locations at Lambeau Field. See you next week on the Mike McCarthy Show.